Hello, my friend.
Hey, pal. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing well, actually. I got off that drug that was making me feel like I was dying, so
heroin?
I feel better.
Good
job. Yeah, my heroin habit has been kicked. Yeah, I just threw away all my spoons, actually, and then it was easy after that.
Yeah, you can't do heroin with forks.
Nope.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, and it's getting nicer up here. It's like been in the 60s, which has been awesome.
Have you been enjoying any summertime or springtime activities that you'd had forgotten about? Or, what's another word that sounds like forgotten about but means something slightly different?
I don't know. I thought we're missing from my life.
I haven't heard any good hiking stories from you in a while. Did you go hiking this week?
Michelle and I just went for a walk. We haven't done as many hikes.
Now, what separates a hike from a walk, Jared?
It's a great question. Location, maybe?
Proximity to your house?
That's probably true, yeah. But if I went to, like a place with sidewalks, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going on a walk if it wasn't near my house. But if I was going somewhere,
there's a trail involved.
Yeah, but I walked here on a trail, but I called it a walk.
How about a beach? I walk on the beach a lot, but I say walk.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't really call that a hike either.
I think I associate hiking with at least a little bit of a change in altitude.
Yeah, there's some parkour going on as well.
Yeah.
Like you're going off stumps and jumping over rivers and... You got to check yourself for ticks after.
There was a cool spot in Maryland. I used to like to take my dog hiking. You could walk right. It was a trail that went along a river to a water. It was a waterfall that was from a what's the municipal water source?
Chesapeake Bay?
No. I just mean the for a town to have a water supply, the lake thing is called a reservoir. It was a waterfall off of a reservoir, and it created a little river thing. And me and my doggy used to go hiking on it, and I liked it.
I think we should.
I had sex on that trail once.
Whoa, with your dog? That's weird.
It was weird. But
he
made the first move. No, not with my dog. I'm not a, what's that called? Zoophile?
Dogophile?
No. Was with a lady friend.
Wow, that's bold.
It wasn't me. For all the weird things that I've ever done
in my life. Wasn't you? You weren't there?
Well, no. I mean, for all the
You didn't initiate it. So you're just walking down the trail, like a public trail, and then right in the middle of the trail, or you go off the side a little bit?
Yeah, off to the side. I don't know if I even completed the task, let's say.
Interesting. Yeah, I would be a little nervous.
Yeah, I think I was kind of like, let's wait till we get back home.
Then you get, like, poison ivy. That's like... If you do it on the beach, it always seems cooler than it ends up with, like, sand all over yourself.
Yeah, and I've done that, too. Same thing. I didn't really initiate it. Yeah, on a lifeguard stand once.
Oh, wow.
It was cool. That was one of the better ones in my life.
While the lifeguard was there?
Yeah, it was the middle of the day. The people were freaking out. Yeah, remember the scene in Jaws when everybody comes screaming out of the water? It was a lot...
The guy's like, I have to watch the beach right now.
If you guys at least move to the back of the lifeguard stand, not do it.
I might have to save someone's life. Was it comfortable?
I mean, not to be too sexual or whatever, but do you like where the sex position where the lady's in front of you and you're behind her and she's leaning over a railing? Do you like that position?
Oh, so it's a large stand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there could have been six different couples doing what we were doing. It was very big.
So it was one of those, like, house hut things.
Hey, you want me to, do you want to introduce the show? I don't think we've done it yet.
Oh, yeah. We're here this weekend. Saturday afternoon in the mag room.
All around the world you can hear them.
Hey, hey, hey.
Talking about news and kind of funny stuff.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mag room. Mag room. The mag room. The mag room.
Did you have a good week?
I had a good week, sure.
Anything interesting in your life?
Kind of. I wanted to show you a video of something that...
You sent... I didn't open it.
You can open it now if you want. A customer came in my store earlier this week, and she's... her name is Robin, and she is one of my favorite... Probably... I mean, she could very easily... If I had sort of like... a BCS style poll of who my favorite customers are, she would have been in the number one slot many times, you know.
That would be great if you had that, like every March, customer madness.
Customer madness. That would be
like
funny.
64 customers in every week, like when somebody's sort of a dick to you, you're like, oh, you lost, I guess.
But she's awesome. She spends money. She does big stuff. She overnights things to Canada. But what she has, she and her husband own a helicopter company. Helicopter. They spray fertilizing for farms and stuff like that. But they also do this thing, and I sent you a video of it, called aerial side saw trimming. Have you ever heard of aerial side saw?
Say it fast.
Aerial side saw trimming.
There you go.
So what it is a helicopter flies in areas where like a forest will be growing, like trees will be growing close to power lines along a road, you know?
Okay.
So the electrical, so a helicopter flies above the electrical lines with a gigantic 20-foot long buzzsaw, basically. It's a series of circular saws just spinning at like 48,000 mile RPMs. And they just fly slowly along the tree line and just chop all the branches off of these trees that are growing close to the power lines, to the electrical lines. And the videos, I just wanted to show it to you and see if you were impressed by it as I am.
It sounds exceptionally dangerous.
Crazy dangerous, right?
Like, so that's, you're flying near power lines with a helicopter?
And that helicopter has a 20-foot long buzzsaw hanging underneath it. And when you watch the drivers of the helicopters, it's, you know, the thing's constantly correcting itself. You know, it doesn't...
Yeah, because there's a lot of spinning going on, right?
Yeah, and wind. I'm sure there's, you know, the wind moves... helicopter, I guess. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I just thought these videos were really impressive, because this like I said, it's literally, I think it's like 20 feet long, and it's got like 10 circular saw blades, each 2 feet in diameter, just whipping around. And that, you know, as soon as it hits a tree, a gigantic, like, you know, 500 pound limb gets just snapped off, like as if you were cutting your hair with clippers, you know.
How have they never used that in an action movie?
I don't know. I want my arms and legs to be those things. It's unbelievable how cool it is. How
you want them to get chopped off?
No, I want to have the circular. Arms and legs that are circular spinning saw.
So you're like superhero circular saw man.
No, just for to solve my own life problems. Not.
It seems like the legs might be tough to have.
Do you think just arms?
Yeah, because I mean, you're walking around and you're like chopping everything up, it seemed really awkward.
You can turn them on and off, I think. They don't constantly spin. I just think there's not very many problems in this world that I don't think I could solve if I had arms and legs that were buzzsaws.
Yeah.
You know, I forget which one I sent you. Yeah, this is so cool.
What's the view from here?
You'll see.
Oh, there's the chopper.
You can kind of get everything.
Oh, it's only 2 minutes, too. All right.
Yeah. You don't need a ton of time.
Boy. That is the thing. It's tauling? Holy shit. How do you get a license to do this?
You think there... No way. There's no such thing as a license to do this.
This seems so like it could go cool. so wrong.
So cool.
It's suspended like 100 feet below it, too.
And it's just a rope. All it is just a rope with knots on it.
They can't fly this, like, near anybody.
Yeah, they're doing it, like, here they're doing it not near a road. It's just where two power lines go through a forest. But look at that. Look how quickly it cuts through those, you know, substantial limbs of big scrubby pine trees.
Who invented this?
The most awesome man that's ever lived on the planet. I know who invented the helicopter, Jared. Well, not invented the helicopter, but who first came up with the idea of a helicopter? Look at that thing. Isn't that awesome?
Da Vinci.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. Da Vinci.
But you gotta be like, some guy's like, what if we just had a helicopter with a saw under it? And like just a regular saw? No, a saw the size of what a helicopter would hold. Because that's what it is. It's like a chain. It's like a huge chainsaw.
Yeah. Oh, look, it got stuck there. Oh, wow.
Oh, and it's on fire. And it's near the power lines. Yeah, they cut the video off quickly.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, time to stop filming and make sure the fire goes out.
Yeah, and we burned out. That was in California or something, and the forest was burned out.
But I don't know. Just sure. The amount of brilliance that went into the whole, that activity happening. Somebody had to come up with the idea for a helicopter. Someone had to come up with the idea for a combustion engine. Somebody had to, I don't know, there's just so much stuff going on in that little thing. And it's so dangerous and so, I don't know, it just sparked my interest. So this girl, Robin, she said, yeah, we do that. And I couldn't stop watching videos this week of trees getting cut down by a 20-foot-long buzzsaw suspended from a helicopter. I was like, I want to watch that in person sometime. It's not a very old practice. I feel like they came up with it in the 80s. I read a little bit about it.
There's got to be a guy who's like the legend who came up with it. Who's like, everybody's like, you can't do that. And then he just did it one day. And everybody saw it, and it was amazing. Because the first guy couldn't mess it up, right? If the first guy chops down all the power lines and sets the whole city on fire, then they're never doing it again.
Well, I know we're doing this for comedy's sake, but I would think that they wouldn't do the test run by power lines, right?
Yep, they got to. They only. He's only going to get one run, right?
In real life, Rodney.
He might only get one run at it.
What would be really cool is if they did something in Manhattan with that thing.
Oh, Jesus!
You know.
Again, it should be in like a horror movie or an action movie that thing.
Or a superhero movie starring me with arms as those things.
Oh boy. Once the one worked, he's tried to add it to everything, I bet.
Yeah.
They eventually had to put him out of commission because he was just trying to add saws to every piece of transportation.
So your car doesn't need to have buzz saws along along the wheel wells.
What if I got to cut myself out of a tree?
What if my car's stuck in the woods and the only way I can get out is going forward?
Yep. Saw car.
Saw car.
And he puts it on a 76 Cadillac Eldorado. Cool. Well, yeah, so my follow-up, I mean, we could go back to some other stuff too, but I saw this article on Ars Technica, which said you can now buy a flame-throwing robot dog for under $10,000. Huh. Thermonator is completely legal in 48 U.S. states. It's 9,000.
What dog?
Robot dog.
Dog.
It's $9,420. Do you want to hear what people would use it for? It can do a 30-foot flame-throwing raise.
Oh, huh.
Range. Yep. Yeah, it can be fueled by gasoline or napalm, which I don't know how.
Oh, nice. Okay. I've always wanted a dog that shoots napalm out of its mouth, fire out
and
of
you,
its mouth.
And you can control it through a smartphone.
Hmm.
And it said, here are the reuses. Wildfire control and prevention. I don't know how it will control a wildfire and prevent it. Agricultural management, so maybe your dad wants to get this instead of the... This would be the coolest, though. Snow and ice removal, if all of a sudden it was like a snow day and I got my robot dog out there, flamethrowing my yard.
The Sisks can get us out. They'll bring Fido up to the driveway.
and entertainment and SFX.
Sure. That's what I would use it for.
Yeah.
$9,000 seems expensive, I think.
For a flamethrowing dog controlled by your phone?
How much does it cost to buy just a flamethrower that doesn't look like a dog? Just a regular old-fashioned, run-of-the-mill, handheld flamethrower.
I guess it says Elon Musk in 2018 offered a flamethrower for sale. And it was $500.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, $9,000 is pretty expensive. So you're really just buying the fact that it's a dog that shoots it out of its mouth.
Yep.
Well, being as that I've turned in my life, used to be a dog person, I've become a cat person, I guess I'd be more interested once they come up with some alternate models, you know. I'd like a cat, a flamethrowing cat before a flamethrowing dog.
It doesn't really look like a dog, so I think they just kind of picked it was a dog. I mean, its head is a flamethrow thing.
But does it have ears?
No, I mean, it could be a cat. It has a little bit of a head thing, but I think it could be a cat, too.
So it's kind of amorphous? Doesn't really have...
Yeah, it's just got a flame. It's like a four-legged thing with a little bit of a head with a flame-throwing gun on its back.
Huh.
You want to see the video of this? I guess it has a video. I didn't watch it. I feel like we're doing a lot of videos on a podcast.
Well, one of these, I thought mine would be good for Paul. I thought we could use one of these instead of our pictures. Our talking could go alongside.
See, it doesn't really look like a dog.
Whoa. No fucking way. So,
all
folks,
right,
this is a... It's a
it's got a laser.
Like. Oh, wow. It's, you know, I mean, it looks like something out of Star Wars. It kind of looks like, what are those creatures called? Those tall,
like a
miniature.
Like a bobcat?
Almost looks like something, like an alien, like a movie alien to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of got sort of a cat-like body with like, kind of like a monkey head.
It's a good call.
There's a thing mounted on it. But God, that moves creepy. God damn it, that's scary.
When are they going to show it burning
stuff? Yeah, when the crescendo of the song hits.
Oh, it's building up.
Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, boy. Whoa.
Oh.
That's kind of a freaky... It said, now I've become Death, the destroyer of worlds.
Yeah, that's that Oppenheimer quote.
So they're not really selling it as something that is going to do anything good.
Well, the video is making me excited.
Oh, it can
jump,
too?
Jumps? This is maybe the best invention I've ever seen in my life. As a guy who hates technology and technological advances, this is amazing. Look at that.
Imagine your dad doing your weeds with this thing. Throw Flame. That's the name of the company, Throw Flame.
That makes sense.
We both brought destructive technology stories.
Oh, I thought of, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to one of the older episodes. It was the one where I said that I wanted to burn down a house. I think I confessed to wanting to do something else destructive that I'd never done before.
Push someone down the stairs.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, I said I wanted to push someone down a flight of stairs.
That kind of freaked me out, but...
I want to break a beer bottle over somebody's head, too. I've never done that. I've seen that in movies a bunch of times, but I've never done that either.
You think it would break as easily as it does in the movies?
Remember, we tried to do it to one of our friends in college. I can't remember which one.
We tried to break a beer bottle over there?
I think it was Warthammer. I feel like I remember us trying to break a beer bottle over Warthammer. Like, not over and over. Or maybe we kind of were threatening to. I forget. But I know we never did it. It's just something I've always wanted
to try. Did we hit him in the head with a beer bottle?
I can't write. It was the night that Ross shaved his head and shaved his pubes and got naked on the balcony across the courtyard from us.
That was just a wonderful night.
It's a memorable night. Yes. I know you guys out there at home weren't there, but
what did
just
we
picture
do?
One
we
of your
really
friends shaving his head, shaving his pubic hair, too, for some reason. And then going over to, like, we lived where there was a courtyard in between us and the other side of the dorms.
And he just peed off the balcony, right?
Peed off the balcony. I remember seeing his ass from across the courtyard. He was mooning us. Mm. I mean, it was very sophomoric college humor, but it was really funny at the time.
Sure.
I can assure you.
To see I'm laughing your friend, right now.
To see your friend, who's kind of a handsome Ricky Schroeder-looking kid, for the next
three months
of his life, walking around with shaved head. I think he might have shaved his eyebrows. He looked like, yeah. When young people shave their heads, they sometimes look like not that good.
No, that was before. Now it's gotten sort of in.
For kids to shave their heads?
No, just you could be bald, though. You could shave down.
Well, I think you and I can shave our heads, but I think if we were 12 years old, it would look weird, although we weren't 12 when we were in college. I don't know why I went with that number. I forget why we were talking about how we said talking about Ross. Oh, breaking a beer bottle over somebody's head.
Yeah.
Just another destructive thing I'd like to do at some point in my life with a willing counterpart. You know, someone I don't want to go to jail.
The stairs, was the stairs someone who was willing as well?
Well, no. In my mind, it's never been like, hey, can I put, it's like, I'll just see like an old lady at the top of the flight of stairs. I'll be like, it would be funny as hell if I pushed you down this flight
Even
of stairs.
Even an old
right
lady?
Now.
Wow.
Like, the worse it is, the funnier it is to me. Because I know I'm not going to do it. Like, if I actually did
it's
it,
like
obviously.
It's like funny
it
in a movie.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I actually pushed old ladies downstairs, I know that you probably wouldn't want to do this podcast with me. My mom wouldn't love me as much as she does. I'd have a lot of things that are different in my life if I was
I'm wondering
kind of
what your line for your mom would be. That might be it.
If I push people downstairs for fun?
Yeah, if that became like your thing, like you're just like shoving people down.
I think that'd be but you're saying it like, oh, he was doing these certain things, but then like there would be something that led up to me pushing all late. I've never done anything close to that. I've never done anything. I mean, I've done weird things. I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
Sure. You've never done anything that violent.
Yeah. I live my life in accordance with, like, the do unto... Well, you know, I don't, like, physically hurt people on purpose, I guess.
Sure. Just mentally.
I do that. I like doing that.
Well, so if it ever happens, we should probably question what's going on, like... It doesn't seem like Mark, and it's quite a leap from his usual pranks that he's done.
Ever since he got his arms and legs replaced with saw blades, he's been a different guy.
Yeah, after his floor, he replaced the whole thing, and it leaked again. That really just drove him over the edge.
Yeah. Yeah, we shouldn't have given him access to that Swedish doctor that performs arms and legs saw surgeries.
Same guy that makes people taller also will put saws on your arms and legs.
I'll do anything you want with your arms and legs. Whatever. You want saw? Yeah, saw blades? Sure.
Nice.
Whiskey bottle? Anything? Yeah, that's kind of what I remember. It was a good, like, college drunk night.
That's like Warhammer.
So I don't remember particulars,
agree,
but I remember, like, I remember holding a bottle against the back of somebody's head and being like, you really think you could take this? And I feel like it was Wordhammer, and then I think we sort of like, this is going to be a bad, you know, we came around to thinking. I remember I was going to let somebody shoot me in the stomach with,
was that the same night?
Fireworks mortars once.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think it'll like blow my stomach out or anything. Because I thought what it would do is it would hit me and then fall to the ground and then explode. But I didn't let them do it. I thought, like, if I'm wrong, this is going to suck. So maybe I shouldn't even include this in the episode, because my mom will be like, you did what? You were thinking of letting somebody shoot you with fire? And I have, you know, I've let people shoot me with fireworks a bunch of times in my life. Now, I have a scar on my ankle from getting, we used to shoot Roman candles at each other, and I was running away
That's a bad idea.
I was running away from somebody. I remember I was laughing hysterically, getting Roman candles shot at me. Spun around, tried to shoot my Roman candle at the guy that was shooting Roman candles at me, and I tripped over a horseshoe. You know, horseshoes, the thing that sticks up out of the ground that you throw the horseshoes at? The horseshoe target?
In the game, yeah.
Tripped over one of those things and ripped my ankle open.
Oh, wow.
4th of July. I've done a lot of crazy shit on 4th of July in my life, too.
Yeah, you probably should just stay home that day. I actually have one story besides the robot fire dog.
But that was a good one.
This actually was another follow-up. Both of mine were follow-ups. So this guy made a billboard in Texas, and it says, "Local lonely male can relocate Sweetwater." So I guess he wants to go to Sweetwater. He's in Sweetwater. "Seeks female, marriage-minded, enjoy karaoke."
That's the only consideration?
I guess. So, and it has his picture, his email, which is gilbertalbert@gmail.com. And a text number.
Come on.
And it says, "Don't text and drive." But I guess he wants to... Says his devotion to finding romance is matched only by his devotion to performing karaoke.
I wonder if he reacted the same way I did when we found out that Higashi Nijui died a few months back.
That's why I thought of it. He liked to share with a single individual, preferably a slender one, between the ages of 45 and 80.
Even when you're doing that, when you're putting billboards up on a highway, you can still say no fatties, and then everybody's like, yeah, I get it. I get it. Slender.
Yeah.
Please don't be disgusting. Just put what you really want there, Gilbert Albert. Like, I want literal unicorn, figurative. A beautiful woman who loves karaoke and has no romantic prospects in life other than a guy on a billboard.
Yeah, he sings. His songs span from "Hippies and Cowboys" by Cody Jinks, which I don't know,
ugh,
to "Karma Police" by Radiohead.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, I know. Not really a karaoke song.
Not at all.
How about listen to this? So they say, what makes you a great catch? He has three things he answers. I bet you cannot guess any of the three.
I can't guess any of the three. Do they have to do with his personality?
No.
Okay.
There are items. Two items that he can do, and one thing he loves.
He loves. Is it creepy or is it like, should a girl like it? Or is it somewhere in between those two things?
It's not creepy or should a girl like it. It's just not anything you'd guess from a 70-year-old man.
Oh, so I didn't even think of that. He loves skateboarding, and he... What were the other... The two things he what?
Two things he does.
He can do. He can eat
or
some
makes
pussy.
One... Nice. That's what he said to the magazine.
I can eat pussy, and I can... cook chili. No.
Oh, that's close.
Oh, really? I'm a cook. I like to cook. Oh,
he makes a mean lasagna.
Okay. And then he...
Something he does.
Can, makes money? Something about, like, no, that's
not
it.
No, not money, no.
I don't know. What is it?
He does 100 push-ups a day.
What?
And what does he love?
What does he love?
The early 2000s rock band Stained.
My friend Tammy loves Stained. Maybe we should set her up with this guy.
Yeah. He's fond of the band.
Oh, and she does karaoke, too.
Oh, my God.
For real. Huh. What were the three? Lasagna. I imagine she likes lasagna.
So his email is gilbertialbert@gmail.com. She should email him.
I'll let her know.
She could text 865-382-4399.
Like that song. 865-382-4399.
He says his favorite song by Stained is "Outside."
I'm on the outside. I'm looking in. I see right through you. You've got no skin. I don't think the last line was right.
It's Kobe. You got no skin. It's about coping with feelings of post-breakup alienation. I guess he's not from... This is the other part I was just reading to myself. He's not from Sweetwater. He lives... So the billboard's near Sweetwater, but he lives in... He lives in Vermont. Rutland, Vermont. So he
Rutland,
wants to
Vermont.
Read.
I've been to Rutland, Vermont. I had an awesome, one of my favorite, I think I probably talked about this night, but I had a, I spent a night in a bar in Rutland, Vermont once. And the guy who owned the bar, it was me and like five of my friends. And the guy who owned the bar was like, you guys look like you're about whatever we were, 22 years, you know, he didn't
sure.
specify. Somehow he said, like, I hate when I have to recreate things because I think sometimes I just totally make up the conversation.
Sure.
But he offered to let us go down in his basement.
We went,
go ahead and yeah, laugh, okay. But for the purposes of, see, he had an old Atari in his basement. We played Pitfall and stuff all night long. In this,
wow.
In this, like, dingy bar in Rutland, Vermont. It was great. It was, I had so much fun that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Albert Gilberti wants to get out of there.
He must not have ever been to that bar. Hey,
yeah,
Albert, before you
text
go,
him.
There were girls there that night. You should hang out at that place. And if you're any good at Pitfall, you probably kind of get some attention.
So, yeah, because Atari was like 40 years ago. He's probably like 30 in his late 20s when Pitfall came out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So just brush up on Pitfall and go hang out at that bar. I cannot tell you what the name of it was. I couldn't have told you what the name of it was that night.
He went. So, yeah, he's in Vermont, wants to go to Sweetwater, Texas. And they said, why Sweetwater? So can you guess why he wants to go to Sweetwater, Texas?
One of the bands that he loves is from there.
Stained has an album called
Aaron,
Sweetwater, Texas.
What was his name? Aaron.
I live in Sweetwater.
I live in Sweetwater, not for Rutland, Vermont. Yeah, I can't stand that band.
Said he stopped there at a rest stop with his wife once and just liked the town. So that's why he wants to move there.
This guy's an impulsive dude, huh?
I know, and they interviewed someone who was like, someone who is the director of Sweetwater Chamber of Commerce, and said most people don't go there for romance. They have one of the largest wind farms in the world,
Ross.
So people go there to work on the wind farm.
Our friend Ross works on wind farms and wind farm finance. I wonder if he's ever been there.
Yeah. So I think this guy's biggest mistake was posting the Sweetwater part, not the karaoke.
Weird that Ross came up twice in this episode.
I know. Do you think Ross would ever shave his pubes with a helicopter that has chainsaw on it?
Ross, would you let us use a helicopter side saw trimmer to shave your pubes? What if we I wonder if we could do a helicopter and dangle just clippers from it.
That's going to end poorly. It'd have to be the size relative, like the forest are your pubes, and the chainsaw is the size of the same size relatively.
So just a little like like a hairpin sized chainsaw,
and it's like a drone that flies down and chops it off.
Ross, would you let us do this for our TikTok account?
Our Instagram. So, yeah, so Ross, maybe Albert Gilberti, maybe you can get him a job down in at the wind farm.
Yeah, find true love.
All right, ladies, text him. Some people to listen to it, so she actually listened to it as well with Teddy on.
Okay. So she'd see a spike in our ratings. If three more people listen to it, we see a spike in our ratings.
Everybody enjoyed it. We got lots of good feedback.
Yeah, he was a good guest.
They said we had. They say we have good chemistry and that the episode was funny.
Yeah, I thought so too.
We went from that wholesome episode to like the one you're going to publish right now is going to have like you talking about Hitler in it. So it's quite a segue from a
Hitler, and then this one's going to be. He likes Hitler. He wants to break beer bottles over people's heads.
Throw people downstairs.
He wants to solve problems with buzzsaw arms and legs.
We went quite a. We had Emma on, and then we had Kate on when we were talking about like killing boyfriends. So that was, and then we had Teddy on. So we have quite a range of episodes. Not everyone will appeal to you. Only some might, but
yeah. But stay tuned. You never know.
Never know. You might have one you like.
Yeah. And I would like to clarify, now that you brought it up, I did say that I didn't support Adolf Hitler's decision to try to eradicate the Jews. It was just that I think that his take on hard work being sort of a gift unto itself was rang true. Not when
sure.
not when
he used extrapolated it in a concentration
out. Yeah, not to try to exterminate an entire species.
I don't know if that was fully clear last week, so it's good you
I think it was. I don't think I faltered with my words, did I?
You just kept going back to it. Look, like, it's just such a good motto. I just like, just like really great.
Well, to a degree, I was trying to do that for comedic effect, but I also think
sure.
like I just want you guys to know that I really do.
Yes.
I mean, not that I really, you know, not capital R really. Do.
It's really. I know people want to see gray in like nobody's like one way or another. There's probably one guy at least. There's a few guys in history where people like, unless you're on their side of what they did, people
as far as hard work and stuff, yeah,
universally agree we're just like horrific people, and he's on that list, I think, of
but not a horrific work ethic.
No, probably not.
See, that's all I'm saying. You agree. Okay. You're with me. The Magrum, the Magrum supports Adolf Hitler's
I'm
work
not
ethic.
With you. I'm not.
We support
I'm not with
Adolf
you at
Hitler's
all.
Work ethic.
I never said
do not,
that.
Do not cut off the work ethic and make it. We support Adolf Hitler. Although I'm the one that publishes the show, so obviously I just won't do that.
I'm not doing it. I don't.
The Magrum
I
supports
support nothing.
A strong German Nazi work ethic. That's
nothing
all we're
that
saying.
He's done. Nothing that he's done.
I'm saying that I support the strong work ethic, but it still takes me 7 days to put out a single episode of the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, I was just hoping we wouldn't mention it this episode, and then I brought it up again. So maybe we could just edit all this out. Cause
the stuff about Adolf Hitler's strong work ethic?
It kind of made me uncomfortable last week as well. So.
Nah, I think it'll come across. It'll come across.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's no way anyone could take that out of context and then...
No, neither of us have ever been up for investigation for a war crime of any sort. You've probably never been for any crime at all, right? And I don't think I've ever really been a suspect in a crime.
Not
I mean,
yet.
I've been
you've admitted to wanting to do a lot of things on this podcast. So
sure.
If something happens and you're around it, you might be
That's okay. I'm okay with, like, it's all right if I have horrible thoughts, isn't it?
As long as no, but I just mean people aren't going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Sure they will.
Like if you're at like your parents' house and your
someone
dad
gets
like
pushed
falls
down
the stairs, they might think it was you.
I mean, it happens so rarely that he and I would both be up the flight of stairs that I think I'm willing to take the risk. All right, if dad ever falls down a flight of stairs, Laura, at your house... And I'm up there with him. I probably pushed him down, but I really don't think I don't think we're ever in that situation. You know?
Okay.
There's not much going on in Lori's upstairs.
Not anymore. No one's gonna go upstairs with you.
No. I would.
You're gonna
never
be like, hey guys, why don't we just? I got something upstairs. I got to show you. They're like, no, Mark. Why don't you just head up there by yourself?
Okay. But just know, all it is thoughts, though.
And your Florida house doesn't have any stairs, so I mean, I guess the front
steps. Yeah, most people don't really have. A lot of people don't have two flights and you know two stories in Florida, yeah. So there's not much. That's not why I moved here. But
you're like, you got to get away from your urges.
I got to find somewhere flat. Somewhere flat without any. With different building codes that don't allow for two-story houses.
When you move to an old folks' neighborhood, you'll be all set.
I had to move to a different state, but I've never actually done it. Oh, so it was just in my head. Like, I just had these...
Yeah.
I was just constantly riddled with thoughts of pushing people down flights of stairs.
Yep.
I don't know. Next time you're at the top of a big flight of stairs and you're standing next to an elderly woman, just think. Like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I pushed her down?
We got a lot of stairs at Hotchkiss, so I'm hoping it never goes through my head.
Yeah. It's not hard for me to suppress the thoughts. I don't have, like...
Yeah, it's good.
I don't have to fight them off or anything, you know?
It's good. All right, should I wrap it up? Or produced by Alberti Gilberti. Fact-checked by Bill.
How can you pronounce it three different ways?
I did.
First, you just say Albert Gilbert. Then you said Alberti Gilbert. And then you just said Alberti Gilberti. Are you adding... Did you read it wrong the first time?
I like how you're paying attention. I actually don't know which one it actually is. It's one of those.
Well, yeah. It's not helpful, though. We realize that giving the information,
especially if you're
going
to try to email him and that was his email address, was his name.
Alberti Gilberti.
I think it's Alberti Gilbert. But I think Alberti Gilberti sounds better. So maybe he should change his name. Fact check by Bill. Theme song by Maggie Yellock. Social media by Cousin Paul. Send us an email. magroom@hotmail.com.
Put in a video instead of our faces this time, Cousin Paul. Put in a video of a helicopter cutting back a...
Oh, yeah.
That's why when I saw that, when Robin told me about this and I found it online, I was like, ooh, this might be kind of a fun social media video.
So we
got to
watch
have.
That and go down to your friend's horse that serves tequila. We got lots of stuff to do next time.
Oh, yeah, I saw him yesterday, too.
Send a letter to the Mag Room, 10152 Indian Town Road, P.O. Box 9, Jupiter, Florida, 33478, or fax to 561-744-1831. Put down your phone this week. Don't kill your wife. And what should the third one be? We've always done a wild card. Hashtag.
Helicopter safety. Saw safety.
Yeah.
Aerial side saw. For real, go online and go on Google, YouTube, and look at videos of, and type in aerial side saw. Aerial side saw. And it shows these videos of the trees getting cut back, and it's just a very cool interpolation of like man versus nature and the things that can come out of it amazed me all the engineering that goes into something like that happening. I love big machinery and things that can rip through a forest or something. That's just crazy that somebody thought of that and figure out a way to get all the metal and gasoline and lubricants and all that shit right and just rip through a tree with a saw suspended from a helicopter. Just watch the videos. It's neat.
I agree. So maybe the hashtag could be don't cut your pubes with a helicopter drone.
I want to cut Ross's pubes. Saw. I want to cut Ross's pubes with a tiny helicopter side saw. A drone side saw.
Okay. I would say hashtag don't let Mark do that, but...
At the top of a staircase. Either losing your pubes or your ability to walk.
Wow.
One or the other, Ross.
With a beer bottle in your hand as well? You're just getting it all done at once.
In a house that I've rigged with fire things. And...
Wow. You're just going out.
Yeah. I've always said, scorched earth, that's the way I want to go.
All right.
Just take it all with me.
Well, if you can't find a woman to go with you to Sweetwater, Texas,
hey, listeners,
sing karaoke
just real quick,
with you.
I hope you know that I'm saying all these horrible things for comedic effect. I mean, I do have the thoughts, but I've never, like...
Is this time for you to apologize? Remember, I had the thing where you would like to apologize for...
Just my thoughts. I just want to apologize for having...
Trying to be funny about Hitler, joking about pushing people down the stairs, burning, lighting houses on fire.
Just stop talking.
Can we just end it? End it there.
Peace, everybody. Oh wait, if your friend won't shut his mouth, if you're in a helicopter that's hit power lines and you're going down,
and you're Alberti Gilberti and you're trying to get a wife,
of glory.
And your last thought is, I wish I had a wife who liked karaoke.
Hopefully, you were listening to the Mac. You're sticking with the Mag Room,
because everything else is cream
cheese. Was on fire.
Oh boy. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Ooh, ooh, I like my groom. I like my groom. Ooh, ooh, my groom is good. My groom is good. Ooh, ooh, I like my groom. I like my groom. Ooh, ooh, my groom is good. My groom is good. The my groom's good. Ooh, ooh, I like my groom. I like my groom. Ooh, ooh, my groom is good. My groom is good.
No, just stop talking. Just stop talking. Stop talking. Can we just end it? End it there!